Well, we were barely on the air full time, and the BPP was already stirring it up. In October, there was a PSA running in Texas featuring a song telling kids to pull up their sagging pants. The artist was Dooney DePriest, a Dallas rapper who wrote and performed it as part of a city-funded campaign to get kids to stop the droopy drawers. We put the song Pull Your Pants Up on our blog.
You walk the streets with your pants way down low. I don't know, looks to me you're on the down low. Some of y'all think it's gangsta to show you back. On behalf of real men, we ain't feeling that. We don't understand, man.
Ah, the lyrics. Well, we posted it on our blog. The whole thing really blew up. BPP listeners started questioning those lyrics, saying the song uses homophobia to scare kids into pulling up their pants. We received so many comments, it seemed like the journalistically right thing to do to call up Mr. DePriest to find out just what his intentions were when he wrote the song. Here's my conversation with him.
It has nothing to do with the gay community, because like I said, I was dealing with the N-word too, you know what I'm saying, as well. So, hey, like I said, I wrote an apology to the gay community, and that's basically about all I can do, you know.
The issue, Dooney, is that by making it uncool, you're saying being gay is uncool. Being on the down low, as you write in your lyrics, is the uncool thing.
Well, what I'm saying is not being gay is uncool. I think the fact that 80% of the young men on the streets are ignorant of the fact of what it truly means. And so my thing is to educate them. Now, whether their sexual preference is to be a homosexual or being gay, that's their problem. I'm the street priest, and I have real good Christian values on what I believe in, and I am against homosexuality, but this is not the reason why I wrote the song. My thing is to educate them. Now, if they still want to wear their pants below after being educated and being made aware of what that truly means, and if they want to be known as being a homosexual or on the down low or gay, that's their sexual preference. I have nothing to do with that, because only God can judge them. I'm not here to judge them. I said that in the beginning of my rap. I'm the street priest. I'm not here to judge. If you want to be gay, that's your problem. That is something you have to deal with between you and God. My whole thing of doing the song was to create some peer pressure amongst the young people to where it changes their mindset, to where amongst their group of peers, to where they're saying, hey, let's pull up our pants, man, because I don't want to be considered gay.
To get a little more clarity on the saggy pants homophobia thing, we found the closest thing you can get to a saggy pants homophobia thing expert, a professor, Mark Anthony Neal, who studies race, sexuality, and hip-hop. He's a professor of black popular culture at Duke University, and his most recent book is New Black Man, Rethinking Black Masculinity. Guest host Robert Smith and I spoke with him.
So I'm going to read you a few of these lyrics, okay? You walk the streets with your pants way down low. I'm not going to do it justice. You walk the streets with your pants way down low. I don't know. Looks to me like you are on the down low. Do you want to decode that for us?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. You know, one of the things with this whole sagging pants thing is that there's a feeling that the hip-hop generation can't be embarrassed, even as they may embarrass their parents and their, you know, other elders. And I think what's interesting about that line is that the one thing that always gets at hip-hop generation men are these questions about sexuality.
And the down low refers to?
And the down low refers to, you know, men who are on the down low who are living heterosexual lives publicly but maybe living homosexual lives, you know, on the down low.
Yeah, there's another lyric that goes, I think it's rude, but some of y'all think it's cool walking around showing your behind to other dudes.
Yeah, no, it's hitting on, you know, a particular critical point for young men. You know, hip-hop is a lot of things, but particularly about masculinity. And even gay men in hip-hop manage to put on the uniform of hyper-masculinity so that when you see a lyric like this, you know, this is going to hit some guys a little hard.
Professor, one of our web commenters, a guy named Andrew, pointed out the reference to the down low and commented, quote, "It's cute when homophobia is part of a citywide campaign shaming the youth by calling them gay. Love that from the government."
Well, that's one of those moments where you realize, you know, the value of homosexual bodies in our culture, where they can always be thrown under the bus. So even when you're going after a particular segment like, you know, young black youth, young black Latino youth for sagging, you could always just throw a gay person under the bus, and that would get everybody, you know, back in line.
Well, is there any reason to think that sagging is at all connected to homosexuality?
Well, clearly, because it comes out of, you know, the whole idea of sagging comes from out of prison culture, but also this idea that if your pants are sagging, that, you know, it may be read as a certain kind of availability, both within prison culture and obviously as it comes out of prison culture. It's one of those unique moments where, you know, part of a kind of subculture of gay and lesbian life, you know, comes into clash and contact with the subculture of hip-hop. And that happens a lot, but we rarely see it played out in the mainstream as it is in this case.
So do you think it's going to be effective?
I think it will affect some young men because, again, that whole thing, I mean, given the kind of significant homophobia that we find in American culture, but, you know, particularly in the context of Black and Latino life, you know, around male culture in particular, I think there will be young men that will think twice. I mean, again, you can be lots of things in hip-hop, you know, but the idea of being gay or being the F-word is something that, you know, really gets a rise out of young men. And I think there would be some young men that will respond because if Sagan now gets connected to some sort of notion of homosexuality, that's a crisis for some of those young men.
Well, let's broaden this out. We were talking about this particular PSA and the sagging pants was making these gay allusions. You know, we hear a lot about sexism in hip-hop and calling women hoes and such. It's been a very popular topic this year. But we don't hear as much about gay slurs in hip-hop. Is there a lot of it, or is that not done as much?
I don't think it's any more than what we see in mainstream culture. I think hip-hop very much is targeted, you know, for being the worst examples of sexism, misogyny, and homophobia within hip-hop. And, you know, the use of homophobic slurs in hip-hop is a very complicated thing in that, you know, because it comes out of young male culture, because it comes out of a masculine culture, there have always been these words that have been thrown towards other men, you know, in an effort to dehumanize them, in an effort to feminize them. You know, whether we're talking about listening to hip-hop or guys playing basketball in the park, I mean, that's just a part of male culture. I mean, that's part of the reason why a term like so gay, you know, has become such a mainstream thing in which, you know, kids, you know, who have no investment necessarily in homophobia one way or the other will employ that term to talk about something that they don't view as being cool or cutting edge. But that said, you know, it does get to a point in the context of hip-hop where because it's all about a certain kind of masculine privilege and hyper-masculinity and the best rappers are seen as those who embody, you know, the hardest notion of masculinity, it's very easy to throw out slurs like that, you know, as a way to feminize mm-hmm. or, you know, to yeah. make those other rappers inauthentic. So when you get a rapper like Cam'ron a few years ago, looking at a picture of Jay-Z in a New York newspaper, you know, with a pair of jeans on and some open-toe sandals, you know, he could make a song that revolves around this whole notion, you know, how are you going to be the king of New York if you're wearing open-toe sandals? And that was Cam'ron's attempt to kind of queer, you know, Jay-Z
always, in the
always
public
the
fashion
eye.
Slams.
Yeah,
Mark
exactly.
Anthony Neal is a professor of Black popular culture at Duke University. His most recent book is New Black Man, Rethinking Black Masculinity. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it was great. Glad to be on.
The saggy pants debate is never ending. Dooney DePriest and the Dallas deputy mayor who dreamed up the anti-sagging ban reportedly taped an episode of Dr. Phil last month. No word on when it will air. Stay with us here at the BPP. Mo Rocca stopped by to help us decipher Miss Teen South Carolina's philosophy.